Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, Bella. Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Ryan. Doing great.
Awesome. Let's start off by you telling everyone who you are and what you do for a living and maybe some of your hobbies.
Thank you. Okay, so my name is Bella Rose, and I'm intimacy and marriage coach and expert and author. And I get to work with husbands and wives separately on how to transform their marriage and intimacy, making maybe something that's been stale for decades into passionate and playful and fun. So yeah, I love it.
How'd you get into that business?
So it started out with a lot of brokenness. I think a lot of times we pursue passions that really kind of go deep in us. And so started out with me getting married when I was young and not understanding sex or understanding men or understanding all sorts of things in life that, caused me to really misunderstand my husband and him misunderstand me. And so we kind of just were at each other's throats and eventually ended in divorce and lots of pain. And then, spent a couple of years kind of figuring the whole thing out and eventually got remarried and ended up having some similar struggles that I thought I had overcome, like around controlling my husband, which turns out is not the best thing to do, Ryan. And then eventually getting to a place where, other people need to know this. Other people need to know sex is really important in a relationship. And so I wrote my book and started my podcast. And so, then got to start coaching couples. It's really been fantastic.
That's great. Yeah, it must be a very rewarding career, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about, I know before we start recording, you said you have some habits and I know you have and routines, I should say, including a morning routine. So why don't we start off with you telling everyone how you start your day?
Yeah, absolutely. So I like to start with my phone across the room. And usually I try to leave it in the kitchen before I go to sleep. So my husband will actually bring it into the room after, so I don't have any possible distraction at night so I can do my night routine. But anyway, so I wake up in the morning to my alarm clock across the room and then head into the kitchen, get my coffee, sit, and just, we've got this beautiful view. And so I get to sit there and just kind of slowly enter the day. I've got two boys, so they know mom's doing her routine. It's very important that they not interrupt mom's routine.
Yep, same here.
So, do you really?
Well, I have daughters, but they know the routine by now. Yeah.
Exactly. The kids kind of have to be on board with it. So then I journal 10 things I'm grateful for. That's the first thing. And that's really important for me to just reset my mind, because no matter what dream life or some weird whatever wakes me up in the wrong side of the bed, I reset with my gratitudes and then actually journaling those out. And a lot of times if it's a gloomy day out or I'm in a funk, I need to get to 20 or sometimes 30. So I just keep journaling until my mindset changes. And then I have a prayer that I specifically go through. It's an acronym, and the acronym is fellowship. And I'm a Christian. And so the first one is the fear of the Lord. And I just ask God to help me just understand who he is. And when I really understand that this is all about him and making him proud of me, my whole life turns into the right perspective. And so that kind of prayer there kind of goes through all those different letters of the acronym. And then I go through a prayer list. So I have different people in my life that I care deeply about, and I want to pray through those things. And I also pray about my own character, that I'm the kind of person I should be. And then I have visualizations. So I've got, I don't know, maybe two pages of notes on what I want my life to look like shortly in the coming weeks and months and years. And so I read through each of those and visualize it. And then I, grab my Bible and I find a scripture that I like and just kind of spend some time writing out what it speaks to me. And then I head to my room, and my son, sometimes he will even open the door for me when I've got my coffee and water in hand, and he will make my, have you ever heard of a rebounder, Ryan?
No, what is it?
It's a fancy word for a trampoline indoor.
Okay. I've heard of trampolines.
That's right. So then I'll listen to some music and jump on my rebounder, get all all fresh that way. And yeah, then I dive into my work start routine. So that's the way we go.
Is the rebounder is a good exercise? Do you get out of breath from using it?
Yeah, and sweaty and does all the stuff.
Really? I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
I like the fact that it's probably compact, right? You just need to put it in a room and you're good to go.
Absolutely. And we live in New York City, so it's, yeah, we've got to have it compact.
Just need tall ceilings though.
Yeah, that's important.
I like the gratitude practice. I mean, I do that too. I do three things. 10 is really good, but I'm a big fan of that. Even if you just have time for one thing that you're grateful for, like when you first get out of bed, huge, huge fan of that.
Yeah, I love it.
What are the routines do you have? Like, what about any habits that you've got? So you got the morning routine habit. Anything else that you can share that you swear by?
Yeah. So I have something called, I like MVR, which is spreadsheets. I like we manage what we measure. And so MVR is most valuable resource. And so it looks like a spreadsheet that you add in all of your calendared invites to. Like, so what I'll do is the day before or that morning, actually it's usually the morning of, I add in the first 5 minutes of the day, I add in all of my appointments from the day. And then any to-dos that are really priority, I'll add those into like the blank slots. So basically I don't start any call or anything social. I don't get on email. I don't do anything until at least 11, hopefully at 12 PM. So that I have that morning to do like the most important work. So whether it's creative work or whether it's just things that I hate doing that I have to get done because I'm freshest in the morning. And so this MVR, most valuable resource, is me putting everything in my calendar. And then I actually have a 0 to 10 scale of how well I did on that hour. Do I think that I did? Did I give it my best? Was it 10 out of 10? Was it 5 out of 10? And then I have a learnings column of what did I learn? Why did I get unfocused? Like what took my energy in the hour before that? Or how would I have set up that call, that meeting to have gone a little differently so that I wouldn't have felt depleted by the next meeting, et cetera, et cetera. So I really love that because, you know, why are we count dollars more important than something that you really can never get more of is our time?
That's very true. Where'd you learn that strategy from? I think you called it the MVR.
I don't want to take credit unless I can't remember if I learned it from anyone. So I think I developed it. I would point to somebody else if I could think of it. And maybe it's like consuming lots of different people's resources and combining. I'm not quite sure.
I wasn't sure. For some reason, it stood out to me as like a Michael Hyatt thing. I'm not sure why, but you're probably right. You probably just, it's like my morning routine. I've just listening to all the guests and then the book Miracle Morning. I've just sort of formulated my own routine and it evolves over time. So maybe that's where this MVR is from.
Could have been. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to talk about your business. I want to talk about challenges and maybe you could think of one that is front and center in your mind. But I want to talk about how you get through challenges and then maybe talk about a specific one if you can think of anything.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I think it isn't too dissimilar to the MVR that we were just talking about, because what I notice is, you know, you could take the same hour and if you're at a 2 out of 10 energy, you're going to get half a thing done. You're barely going to do anything, or you might just ping around from your inbox and actually do nothing important. But if you're at an energy, you know, 9 or 10 out of 10, you're going to get 200 things done, possibly. You're going to be zeroed in on what matters most, or you're going to do something incredibly important in that hour that you wouldn't have been able to do any other time. So the reason I say that is I try to be really intentional about my energy. And so as much as I'm like, you know, focused as, you know, really, really key and dialed in, I want to have extremely, my goal is, my visualization, my hope is that I am working in a 10 out of 10 way and resting in a 10 out of 10 way. I mean, that's my goal because I rest hard, Ryan. I am not interested in working till I, you know, go like it's like a sprinter, right? You know, you've got to rest. If you're going to go full force, you've got to rest. So my family and I take a rest day on Saturdays. Wednesdays, I'm totally offline. I'm just out in the park with my journal and my coffee, and I'm just sitting there singing sometimes. I just rest. So
do you work on Wednesdays, or you're working? You're just not with Latronics.
I'm halfway. Like I journal. I spend time with Jesus. I'm just sometimes I'll have ideas around business, so I'll write things down. But it's just resting. It's letting my mind kind of play around, do whatever it wants, enjoy the nature, you know. So it's vital. Like if I didn't live like that on Wednesdays, Thursday, Friday, I wouldn't be able to do what I do on those days. If that makes sense.
Got it.
So,
Saturdays you don't work either. I mean, you don't work till you take a rest day.
That's right. Yeah. Which is also super intentional to just, and I try to be off a screen. Sometimes it'll be a movie or, you know, with the family or whatever, but yeah, we try to just do chess or whatever, or we'll be outside or we'll be doing that sort of thing. And the reason, and to go back to your question about, you know, a challenge, what I notice is if my energy, like if I haven't been so careful to cultivate good energy during the days that I am supposed to be working, then I can't show up for my clients to the level that I expect myself to. Like I can't giving them 100% if I'm coming there depleted. And so, you know, for example, we just had our biggest launch for the men's program ever, which is really exciting, but it meant that we needed two classes rather than one. And so then I'm like trying to figure out my schedule to have two of these major giant classes where I'm like having to be on for an hour and a half straight and coaching all, you know, a full group of 20 different men, understanding all these different dynamics and understanding their stories and giving them personal feedback. And like, it is intensive and doing it two times back to back. So what I'm learning is how do I really make sure that my life is just really energetically correct. And so that I'm either resting or I'm working. And that's the challenge that I guess what I would encourage your listeners is to think about, like, where are you wasting energy? And if you can, and it's not like your zone of genius, delegate it to someone else so that they can do their zone of genius and you can focus on what's really going to energetically fill you up and not waste your energy that should be on something else.
Is there anything you do to protect your energy besides the stuff that we all know that we should be doing, like get rest, eat well, exercise? Is there anything else you do that's unique?
Yeah. I mean, I think really trying to be aware of it is the first thing. I notice that, you know, when I'm vulnerable to someone who doesn't necessarily understand vulnerability or isn't very encouraging in general, they're just not super encouraging, then I notice that I feel lower in my energy, right? Have you ever had those experiences, Ryan, when you're talking to someone, you're kind of opening up and they don't really connect in that way? And then you're like, Leave. And you're just like, oh my gosh, I feel awful. Just like next time, I'm just not going to open up to somebody like that.
Yeah. There's because, people that give you energy and people that take away energy. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I think that's really key. And then, you know, one thing about our rest days is we just don't plan anything. So that's really helpful. So there's nothing that I'm like, if I don't feel like doing anything, I don't have to push myself. I'm just, we kind of wake up and do what we want to. And so there's, I think, a lot of help in us realizing like you can just be in the moment and being present and really elevating rest in our lives. I don't think that's something that especially really intentional entrepreneurs ever, like a lot of times we just hustle and forget that like rest is vital for you to actually do work that matters.
Yeah, 100% agree. It's funny you say that because we're in the mastermind that I'm part of. We're actually going through a book right now called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. And it talks about that, how we're all addicted to going, being super busy. And he talks about having a rest day. And so, yeah, it's timely that you're mentioning this.
Oh, that's so cool. I read that book probably 6 months ago. And I feel like I could definitely not have written it as eloquently, but I feel like he and I are so aligned. It's amazing.
You need to get him on your podcast.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So Bella, this was great. I've got one more question for you. And we can wrap up with you sharing how people can connect with you if they want to learn more. I usually ask like number one personal development tip, but because your business is marriage and helping marriages, I feel like I have to ask a marriage tip. And so, yeah, what would be your number one marriage tip? I know it depends, but if you could just give one that sort of like is overarching, what would you say?
Absolutely. So I have a framework that I call the intimacy framework. And I think the main thing is that if we love ice cream and our neighbor comes over and offers us cookies because they love cookies, we're going to be like, thanks, but I don't really feel loved because I like ice cream and you like cookies. But if your neighbor found out you love ice cream and they decided, even though they love cookies, they came and gave you ice cream, you would feel loved. And you might even return that love by giving them cookies. So the point of the matter is I have a framework called the intimacy framework, and it's finding out men and women are different. A husband and a wife love each other differently. We receive love differently. And so super quickly is the framework is for men to feel fulfilled in their marriage, they need to feel respected, they need to feel admired, and they need wholehearted sexual intimacy. And so for a wife to feel loved, she needs to feel known, she needs to feel safe, and she needs to feel wholeheartedly cherished. And so that's kind of my very general overarching. But what I find in my work is that it really, when we look at kind of a one argument between a husband and wife, that framework can give us so much insight of like, this happened because one of you doesn't feel one of these things. Yeah. So I would love to give you more insight on that, that sort of information. I've got a free document, a download that is all about that framework. You could go to delightyourmarriage.com/framework to get more of that.
Perfect. Yep. We'll definitely link that up in the show notes. Any other site you want to share, or is that the best link for them to go to?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Perfect. Well, this was great, Bella. I really appreciate your time. Good meeting you. And thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.